Raiders are back on the sidelines. McHenry's in their team huddle just off of their own sideline.
Yeah, I was wondering what was going on with that. They were doing warm-ups out there with about 50 seconds left on the clock. Why not give them a couple seconds to get their water in, make sure that the kids are all right to start the match?
Minute left before half, or before the second half. The Raiders will be back to receive the kickoff, looking for a quick momentum swinging score to really put some room between them and the Warriors.
It was a gold night here for the student sections. Everybody's wearing their best gold t-shirts, making sure that they're being loud and proud for their Raider Nation.
Hey, we've even seen a banana costume tonight.
We've seen it all out here. We've seen a fumble go one way and then go back the other way. We've seen it. There's beach balls going out there. People are partying out there. It's a party in the student section.
We'll see how long that beach ball lasts. As they were told earlier in the game not to throw nothing around, so we will see how long that beach ball lasts. And if it makes its way onto the field, as it just did onto the track, forget about it.
Yeah, I'm surprised we don't got a teacher out there crooking their back, yelling at these kids to stop it, but let the kids play.
As McHenry lines up for the kick, Arvidsson and Segura back deep for the Raiders. It's a short kick to about the 27-yard line, goes out of bounds, so that's going to draw a flag in great field position for the Raiders.
We were talking about the mistakes and penalties going right out of the gate. McHenry kicks the ball out of bounds for another flag. Not a great way to start off the second half, but can the McHenry defense be resilient enough to keep this Huntley offense from gaining traction like they've been all game?
Absolutely. McHenry needs a stop on this drive as the Red Raiders offense will set up shop on the left hash at the 35-yard line. Got Bryce Walker in the slot towards the short side of the field. Both Witt brothers out wide. Janky to the right of DeLegio in the shotgun. First and 10 from the 35. Second half is underway with a carry to Janky, and he is swung down in the backfield, gang tackled for a loss of about 5. A big tone setter for the McHenry defense.
Yeah, that was a team effort right there, Anthony. Team effort. You had 3 McHenry guys in the Huntley backfield making sure that that guy had no room to run.
Janky swung off one tackle but wasn't able to fight off the next 3 guys. Both Witts out wide again. Walker in the slot. In motion to the wide side of the field. Fake sweep and a handoff up the middle to Janky. Falls forward just past the original line of scrimmage. Gain of 6. Third and 9.5, let's call it.
McHenry player is slow to get up here. I'm hoping that he can walk it off and it's a standard and nothing serious right now, but number 52 roughed up a little bit on the play, but no big game there for Huntley.
That's Evan Griffiths. He's running off the field now. Looked to maybe be a midsection injury. So a key player for McHenry's defense not on the field for this critical 3rd and 8. DeLegio gets the jump off sides as Max Smits.
Yeah,
jumped early and made contact.
I think Matt Smith needs to go back to the locker room, clean out his ears, because I don't think he was listening to the coach during halftime. That's another mistake, second mistake of the second half for McHenry.
Yeah, lots of jumping from that defensive line of McHenry. Only the second offsides, though.
We have a Huntley player down on the field that looks like an offensive lineman here.
Jinkies run for 6 yards, gets them a first down, but a player down on the field, we will get that name momentarily. And we are going to head to the station for a quick break as we await the injury.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably?
It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here. Probably. Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Huntley player just now starting to sit up, and that is number 76, Luke Grisky, the left tackle. Sitting up on his bottom now, tying his left shoe. They were looking at that left ankle, left knee area. We'll see. Still sitting on the ground. We'll see how he does. You hope it's nothing too serious for the Red Raiders starting left tackle as he stands up and is able to hobble off under his own power. Grisky, a big boy at 6'5", 265, so looks to still be limping off the field. He's going to have to sit out at least one play. Probably going to be a couple of more plays for him, but maybe, hopefully just a stinger for him, and he's able to get back out there. But a first and 10 from the 49 for Huntley with 10 and a half minutes left. DeLegio in the shotgun. Fumbles the snap a little bit, but Janky able to control it and get back to the line of scrimmage. Second and 10.
Yeah, let's see if that affects Huntley right there. Like you said, he is a big guy standing at 6'5". Let's see if that affects the Huntley offense, especially that run game going into the second half.
And that is now Vinny Tiberi filling in at that left tackle position for Grisky. DeLegio back to pass and a quick hook route to Josh Witt.
Yeah, he might be filling in, but he did a good job of making sure that defensive end didn't do anything. He popped him, made sure that he shuffled the feet, and he couldn't get past him.
That catch good for 10 yards for Josh Witt, and another Red Raiders first down is there at the 40, setting up from the left hash.
Again, Huntley's just going out there, nice tempo, doing their jobs and getting first downs like it's their business, like it's their jobs. And they're doing their jobs to a great effect tonight, because right now they're just marching down the field, chewing up clock.
Jakey breaks a tackle at the line and powers ahead for a gain of 3.5-4 yards.
Gain of about 3 seconds down, Huntley.
Walker in the slot to the right. DeLegio in the shotgun left hash. Walker in motion, comes behind. Now he kicks back out, and he's open down the field, and he's missed. DeLegio misses the receiver, Segura, outright.
Number three just stopped, didn't complete his run towards the end zone. Thought that his pass was going to be a lot shorter than that over his head top.
Yeah, a missed opportunity for the Raiders offense on that one, and it'll bring up 3rd and 7. Saw a little bit of a different motion from Walker on that one, as he started towards the quarterback and behind him, and then after the snap, flanked back out into the flat. And he was open, but decided to take the shot down the field, but no dice.
Again, that's gonna come.
Walker in motion across the field. Handoff to Janky up the middle. Bounces off one defender. Falls forward for a gain of 2. 4th and 5.
That type of play is just going to take time in the season. Get the wide receiver and the quarterback connection down. Make sure that each guy knows what the other guy is thinking. Again, that just comes with time.
Yeah, and Their starting receiver, Jacob Witt, not on the field right now, so it is Segura filling in. As DeLegio takes the snap, rolls out right. He's got Walker wide open, and he misses him at the 15. That ball just out of the reach of Walker, and that's a turnover on downs.
Yeah, they were trying for two deep shots in a row. Again, the wide receiver and the quarterback connections, they were just not on the same page there, clearly. And as we get set for this drive by the McHenry offense, they're going to look to make sure that they mitigate the mistakes that they went out with last quarter. And this is their first possession of the second half.
Yeah, just 3.5 minutes off the clock for the Red Raiders offense. Now McHenry, they got the stop that they needed. Now it's time for them to drive down the field and try to put some points up on the board.
Huntley's defense tonight has looked solid. Let's see if they transfer that from the first half over to the second half. Be sturdy, make sure that they're not making mistakes.
Ben Wiley and Joey Arvidsson leading the way defensively. Play action pass, and that one had no chance.
Yeah, number 30 was in the backfield before that guy even knew what was going on out there.
A great play by Jack Koss, the outside linebacker for the Raiders, to put pressure on Caruso and force that ball out of his hands sooner than he would have liked. Caruso back in the shotgun, two receivers out to his left. Strong right with the fullback behind the right tackle. Drumheller, the running back. Hand off, give it to him up the middle. Falls forward for a yard, make it two. It's third and eight.
And after that offense failed to convert into a touchdown or any points of that matter, they're sitting down looking at that TV we were talking about earlier, making sure they're studying what they were doing wrong.
Manis one-on-one towards the short side of the field against Ari Fiebig, a matchup that we've seen Caruso go at a couple of times. We'll see if he goes to his guy here on third down. Caruso trying to get the call from the sideline. Play clock ticking down. Gets the snap, drops back to pass. He's looking at Manis, and he gets the completion for the first down. Zach Manis, the man on that catch for the first down.
Me thinking back towards high school, I'm wondering if their helmets are still wired with the connector that lets them talk to their coach while they're out on the field.
Well, those mics, they're one way. Only the coaches can talk to the players, and I didn't even realize they had those in high school. Hand off to Drumheller up the middle for a gain of eight. A solid gain there on first and 10.
Yeah, there's some fancy-dancy helmets out there. Ones with those clickers that you don't even need a chin strap. It just automatically goes into place, and then your helmet's stuck to your head through that mechanism.
Those Revo Speed helmets. Caruso in the shotgun, handoff to Drumheller again. Drumheller. Short gain. Looks to be enough for the first down. He needed one, got one. And that's going to move the sticks. Ball at the 41.
This is something I didn't know if they were going to integrate into this second half game plan of theirs, and that is running the ball. Again, they were doing so well to begin the game with that.
Zone coverage for the Raiders defense with Zarek in the slot to the left. Manis to the right. Caruso back to pass, looking towards Zarek, and it's caught! And he goes into the end zone for a touchdown. A 41-yard pitch and catch from Caruso to Zarek. And McHenry's on the board.
And that's something that Huntley couldn't do on their last possession, was throw that deep ball and have that wide receiver be clinical enough to make the play. That's what the McHenry Warriors did, and that's what why they're celebrating in the end zone.
I believe that was Garifo. That was Zach Garifo, I believe, and coverage on that one. Gives up the 41-yard touchdown, and now McHenry lines up to make this a 9-point game. The kick is up, and it is through. And now with 6:14 left in the third, it is a 9-point Huntley lead.
Huntley's going to want to come out here, make it a scoring drive, make sure that they're up by at least 3 possessions, making it pretty much impossible for this McHenry team to come back. But McHenry's clawing their way. They're not going to go out without a fight.
Yeah, quick start for the Raiders offense after the penalty on the kickoff to open the half, but just kind of sputtered out once they got across midfield. Looking to sustain a drive for the Raiders as the kick return unit heads out. You've got Arvidsson and Segarra back to return.
Let's see if McHenry does anything special on this kickoff here. You never know. You never know, especially with this much gone out of the third quarter.
Yeah, momentum may be switched after halftime. This might be one of those times that you try to catch them off guard if you're McHenry. We'll see how it plays out. And that kick is sky deep. Arvidsson fields it at the 15. Heads to the right. He picks up a block. He cuts it back upfield, spins off of one, jukes out of another, and he is brought down at about the 30-yard line. A 15, make it 14-yard return for Joey Arvidsson as the offense sets up shop.
Yeah, he was spamming that O button on his PlayStation controller, spinning around like the Tamanian devil.
I like that. Put him in the spin cycle. As the Raiders offense comes back out onto the field. You got Ardle and Josh Witt down to the left of Delegio to the short side. Hand off up the middle to Hayden Janke. Falls forward for another powerful 4-yard run to the 35.
And that's what they're going to look to get going here in the second half there, Anthony. Their run game was huge for them in the first half. They're going to try to get that game going again.
When you're starting to see more and more defenders come up into the box for McHenry, but they're going to keep pounding away with their big back.
Yeah, Hayden's enjoying a nice relative freedom out there of just being able to pick up a couple yards whenever he feels like it.
You got Segarra to the top with Ardo in the slot. Josh Witt down low. Another handoff to Janke as he jump cuts in the hole, but he's brought down shy, and a penalty on the defense as Eric Bauer was whipped to the ground. And that's going to be a 15-yard penalty for McHenry, and that's going to result in a first down for Huntley.
Again, like we said at halftime, they're going to need to stop with the mistakes here. Penalties are huge, and fumbles are huge. And so far, to start the second half, both have occurred in numerical order. That's at least, what, the second flag of the second half?
Yeah, that's a 15-yard penalty on a 4th-and-2 from their own 39. You're one play away from getting another stop and getting this down to a one-score game. But instead, 15 yards. Now Huntley's across midfield at the 45 with a fresh set of downs. Delegio back. He flips it out to Ardell. Falls forward for about 2.5, make it 3. A fake handoff up the middle to Janke and a flip out to Ardell.
And we've talked about that a couple of times, where McHenry's having a couple good plays, making some noise, and then they ruin all that momentum by making a mistake.
Josh Witt split out wide to the left. Handoff up the middle to Janke on 2nd down. Makes it a much more manageable 3rd as he picks up about 5 for 3rd and 3.
Third and 3 here. Hand the ball off to Hayden. You need 3 yards. He's reliable.
And that's exactly what they do. And that's exactly what happens. Hayden Janke picks it up with another 4.5, 5-yard gain. And a Red Raider first down.
good enough for another Red Raider first down.
That's our PA announcer with the call as well. Mr. Rolando, he was my sports marketing teacher junior year of high school. Good guy.
That was Rolando?
Yep, as Delegio hands it off to Janky again up the middle, falls forward for maybe three.
Yeah, I had small business and marketing with Rolando. Great guy.
Janky gains three on first down, second and seven from the 30.
Huntley up to the line again, still taking their time, but moving relatively quick, and another handoff to Janky as the McHenry defense was ready for that one as they had several men in the backfield. Janky, no game.
Yeah, it looks like Huntley's just trying to play at their own pace. I mean, why rush, do make a mistake by rushing when you're up 17-6? 16-7.
That's kind of my question, though, Tommy, is they want to kill time, but they're not huddling. They're hiking the ball with 20 seconds on the play clock. As the handoff fake up the middle, and Delegio swings it out to Ardell, and Ardell is down inside the 10. Delegio, with the defender in his face, gets it off into the flat to Ardell.
And I'm wondering if another problem by the McHenry defense here is they're making sure that they're doing their jobs and making sure that they're completing their assignments, because there seems to be a couple mistakes that they're making out there tonight.
Well, I will say McHenry, the DN played that well. As Delegio takes the snap, quarterback power left, and he's brought down just shy of the 5. But on that play, the defensive end's job is the quarterback, and that's exactly what he did. He went after that quarterback. The linebacker or the safety's job was to come out and get that the receiver in the flat. He was too late getting over. Ardell was able to pick up the first down. So now it's going to be second and goal from the 5 after the Delegio QB draw. Janky to his left in the shotgun. Ardell in motion left to right. Hand off to Janky up the middle. He bounces off of one, and he's in for the score.
They can't do anything against that play. We've been running that all night with great effect. Hey, they do a fake handoff. And there he is, right up the middle for the touchdown.
Just some simple eye candy from the Huntley offense with the motion, but going right back to the well with Janky.
Yeah, Janky's just running all over this defense. They just don't have a solution for him tonight.
As Chelsea Dagger rains through the field again as Mason Wotas lines up the kick. The snap, the hold, and the kick is up, and it is good as Huntley retakes the lead 23-7 with 2 minutes and 20 seconds left in this third quarter.
Yeah, making sure to keep this at least a two possession game. Right now, it would take a touchdown plus 2-point conversion twice from McHenry to get them tied up and leveled with Huntley.
As we head back to the station for station ID.
Keeping you informed and connected for over 10 years, this is 101.5 FM, Huntley Community Radio, WHRU-LP, Huntley.
And there's the fan section going crazy to turn down for what again after every score.
Yeah, that's a huge throwback all the way back to my junior year at this great school. I remember getting hyped to this song. It was a huge song when you were on the football team to be bumping in the locker room, bumping in your car.
Great song by Lil Jon. Good party song, good hype song. Gets the crowd going as Mason Wotas lines up the kick to send it deep into this nighttime air in Huntley. And that one is fielded by Drum Heller inside his own 5. Heads up field and is brought down before the 25, make it the 23.
Yeah, Huntley was running through down the field with some intensity right there, making sure that they got to the ball. There was at least 5 guys from the Huntley team ready to make that tackle.
And that's what doing your job looks like. All of the guys on the kickoff team running down the field in their lanes, and then once they hit the ball carrier, then they converge. That's called team football. You don't need one guy out there just sprinting around on the field, because that's when you leave holes open. As Dominic Caruso leads this Warriors offense back out onto the field with Drum Heller to his right in the shotgun. The handoff, the fake handoff to Drum Heller, and Caruso is stopped in the backfield. Forward progress is going to give him the 20-yard line, so no gain on the play.
Yeah, the defensive line right there made sure that they got past the blocker, and then they chopped their feet. You got to chop your feet, making sure that you don't make the wrong move. That's what happened. They made the correct play for the tackle.
As we have a McHenry player down, it looks to be...
We have timeout on the field for an
injured player. Oh, well, that's a problem. That's number 53 down on the field, and I do not have a 53 on the McHenry roster, so unfortunately
is down on the field.
But nevertheless, you hope that he is okay and is able to get back to his feet. Another offensive lineman with another lower body injury. Looks to be looking at that right leg. You don't want to speculate, but sometimes when you're down in those trenches, you get someone roll up underneath you from behind and can cause some ankle and some knee problems. So we'll see what happens. Both sidelines on a knee. You can almost hear a pin drop.
While this is going on, though, the guys are being considerate, getting down on their knees, but they're making sure to get watered up. We don't want to see any more cramps or any injury caused from dehydration out there. So let the boys get their water in. Give some time for the coaches to go over what they're feeling like's going on. But another thing that's going on is... Oh, another thing that's going on the field is they're trying to figure out what adjustments they can make going into this... next drive from both ends. McHenry's going to look to get down as quickly as possible, get a possession going, get the score back as level as possible going into this fourth quarter. But again, with a minute and 56 seconds left of this third quarter, they're going to need to do a lot more than what we've been seeing out of this McHenry team. Cut out the mistakes that have been going on. Huge mistakes that have been going on. The biggest mistake in my eyes is the penalties. They're getting the possessions. They're getting the momentum going on their side. As he stands up,
he's able to walk off under his own power with a, I would say, not too significant of the limp, but, you know, a little ginger, that's for sure.
Again, the one thing that McHenry is going to want to cut out of their game is the mistakes. Mistakes of penalties. They're getting good drives going. They're getting momentum on their side. And then they just lose that by making a mistake, either a fumble or a drop pass.
You got Kinshoffer in the slot to the top. Caruso takes the snap, fakes the handoff. Looking across the middle, and that is Manis open through the middle, and he is off running down inside the 30, make it the 30-yard line. A gain of 50 for Manis.
They love throwing deep down the field. I'm wondering if those safeties are going to have to continuously watch out for that deep ball.
Yeah, Fiebig and the defensive backs in zone there. Manis across the middle finds the open zone. Got twins right to the wide side of the field for Caruso.
Number one lines up in the slot.
Drum Heller to his right. Hands it off to him. He breaks one tackle, and he is forced out of bounds by two Red Raiders defenders, but not before he picks up a McHenry, not a first down, no, just short. About 8.5, 9 yards.
And McHenry's going to want to capitalize on this drive. This is almost the farthest they've been down the field.
Yeah, we've seen them down here before, but a penalty shoots themselves in the feet. We'll see what happens. As that handoff's faked by Caruso and brought up the middle for a short gain, looking for that first down.
And they did not get it. Nope, 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 nope. Let's go, Huntley defense. Let's get the wall going and stop them from getting past.
As we hit the 35-second mark in this third quarter, we're going to get one more play with the play clock at 20. It's third and inches. This is where that defensive line, and especially the nose guard, Adam Tremuda, needs to come up big. Drumheller to the right of Caruso in the gun. Hands it off to him, and he finds a big hole off right guard, and he's popped by James Lang, but not before a long first down.
Two things I noticed there. One, that guy did not lose the ball. He looked like he got leveled pretty hard there, held on to it to not make the mistake.
21, James Lang, number 14, Zach Grupo, first down, McHenry.
Huntley trying to get their lineup set. Guy coming in late to the field forces the Red Raiders to take a timeout. That was Tremuda actually running out onto the field, so he wasn't in on that last third down.
Yes, and another thing that I wanted to point out, my second point there, was McHenry's going to want to be clinical here. Again, we were talking just a couple minutes ago about the fact that this is the farthest down that McHenry's been all night, and they're going to want to look to take advantage of this opportunity.
Is that 5.4 seconds, right?
Yes, that's 5.4 seconds left in the third quarter. Our score today is 23-7.
Our scoreboard's decimal point is out, so it's like a spaced out 5 and a 4 with no decimal.
Yeah, is it 5.4 seconds or 54 seconds? We don't know.
5.4 remaining, 23-7 in this third quarter. First and 10 from, like, the 10 and a quarter, so there is going to be a chance for a McHenry first down.
And they don't need to force anything here. They know they have another quarter to go. Make the smart play here. Don't force anything.
Sense of urgency eventually needs to start kicking in, though. Caruso in the shotgun, Drumheller to his right. Trips right, handoff left, and that was not fooling the Huntley defense. Flag is down
helmet
as the
is
helmet
off.
Comes off. Yeah.
Oh, whoa.
McHenry runs off the left side, taken down by a stable Red Raiders defender.
Yeah, he's got to come off the field after losing his helmet.
Yep, that's at least one play that he has to sit out. So James LaRose will fill in at running back. Is the referees... discuss the penalty, and it looks to be on Huntley.
Yes, and it also looks like this might be the last play, or that might have been the last play of the third quarter.
Yep, as we hit all zeros in this third quarter, we head to the fourth, but not before we get our ruling from the referees. It was a loss of yards. Maybe a loss of one or two for the Warriors. So we'll see how this penalty affects it.
It is on the Huntley.
You've got the kicker, Mason Wotas, putting in work on the film. In front of that TV, the only one on the bench with the iPad, but he's putting in his work.
I told you, there's something about 97 that I enjoy, and he's out there watching film right now during the game.
So that personal foul penalty is going to be half the distance to the goal for McHenry. So one final play, untimed, first and 5 from the 5, first and goal. Oh, I apologize. First and 5 from the 6. I formation. Wide receiver in motion, Caruso, play action pass. And he finds the receiver open, and that's Zach Manis for the touchdown, his second of the game.
Yeah, Manis burned number 9 there. He just ran that out route, and there was no catching him.
No, Raiders in man coverage there, and when you get the motion in and then across the field, it's just a tough play for the corner to have to run all the way around the field to catch up to him. So a good play design there for the Warriors. And we'll see if they decide to go for 2. It's a 10-point game, A two-point conversion here makes it an 8-point, one-score game, and that looks like that's what they're going to be doing. The offense is still out there.
Yeah, we still haven't seen that McHenry kicker yet. He may be a mystery. He may be not here today.
Well, we've seen him out there for at least a couple of punts, but this is absolutely the right decision to keep him out on the sideline. But McHenry's going to take a quick timeout before we get this two-point conversion as we head back to the station.